Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the shir where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're in Season 4, Chapter 4, Mishnah 12. We are in Dalet Yud Bet with the wonderful commentary of Rabbeinu Yonah. Let's see what the Mishnah has in store for us today, for tonight. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon says, Other versions cite Ben Shemua, Yehi kavod tamidcha chaviv alecha ki kavod chavercha. Let the honor of your student be as dear to you as the honor of your friend. O kavod chavercha kemoro rabach, and the honor of your friend should be like the fear of your teacher. O moro rabach kemoro shemayim, the fear of your teacher should be like the fear of heaven. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, and that's talking about honor in general. We should honor others and put them, put the person you're honoring on a higher level than their station in life. Always trying to reach them a little higher, a little higher, a little higher, and giving them the honor. And the best way to obtain honor, actually, Pirkei Avos explains in our own life, is to run from it and to give others honor. And by definition, we ourselves will be honored. So when you honor someone else, make sure to give them a little higher, higher, higher level. And of course, you know, the highest level, of course, goes to Hashem himself. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Hevi zahir b'talmud. You should be careful in study. Sheshigigas talmud ola zadon. For an unintentional misinterpretation is considered intentional. If you could have known better, if you could have studied better, if you could have looked at it better, could have found the law better, you would have known better, then you could have avoided any errors or any miscalculations or misinterpretations. Rabbi Shimon Amar Rabbi Shimon says, Shalosha Kesarim Hain, there are three crowns. This is a big statement. Think about this statement all the time. Keser Torah of a Keser, Kohen of a Keser, Malchus. There are three crowns. The crown of Torah, the crown of priesthood, and the crown of the kingship of being a king, but that's not even as good as the other crown. You have the Torah crown, the priesthood crown, and the kingship crown, and the best crown, better than all of those, is the Keser Shem Tov. Keser Shem Tov Ola Al Gabehem. The crown of a good name surpasses them all. That's the best thing to get in this world, even better than the Torah crown, even better than the priesthood crown, even better than the kingship crown. That's something that comes with you for 120 years, what you work on in this world. You work on yourself doing Torah, mitzvahs, and chesed, being involved in a chesed-oriented lifestyle, a chesed-oriented outlook on life. That's what comes with you. Royalty doesn't come with you after 120. Priesthood doesn't come with you after 120 years. And the crown, whatever position, whatever station in life you got due to your Torah, doesn't really come with you after 120. But the Torah you learned, the good name you made for yourself by doing mitzvahs and chesed for those around you, that does come with you after 120 years. That is the best crown to have, the crown of a good name. The best thing to leave behind is a legacy and to take with you to the next world. Rabbi Omer Rabbi says, Asei ritzon kiritzonecha. Rabbi says to make sure that you should make his will like your will. Or really, you should make your will nullified against his will. You want to make sure that you're using the proper way of the way of life. And we want to make sure that you're going about life, that you're having the proper outlook, you're having the proper way of life, and your will is the will of Hashem. You want to make sure that your will should be like Hashem's will, in order that what he does is what is good for you, and that we see as well. So I say, Ritzono kiritzonecha, kadesha ya'aseh ritzoncha kiritzono, so that he should make his will in order that is in line with your will. Hashem taking care of you by doing what you can for Hashem. Hashem will make sure that things go right in your life. Batel ritzoncha mipnei ritzono. And you should nullify your will before his will. Kadesha yavatel ritzonachir mipnei ritzonecha. In order that he nullify the will of others before your will. You follow in Hashem's ways, you follow what Hashem wants us to do, and Hashem will make sure that anyone that has any evil, or God forbid, any bad tidings, bad thoughts against you, Hashem will nullify them. Hashem will take care of you by following in His way. He'll make sure you're safe and protected every day. So let's see what Rabbi Yona says. Let the honor of your student be as dear. In other words, grant each individual the degree of honor appropriate for him, whether he is your friend or your student. Mishnah does not say you should afford your student the same degree of honor as you give your friend, because they are not equals. However, just as you may not detract from the honor due to your friend, you also may not detract from the honor due to your student. So Rabbi Yona is saying not to give them the higher level, which is how I would think of it myself, but to give them definitely the honor that they deserve and make sure not to detract from that honor. And the honor of your friend, like the fear of the teacher, honor is included in fear, but fear is not included in honor. As Malachi said, a son will honor his father and a slave his master. And if I am a father, where is my honor? If I am a master, where is my fear? The relationship between a servant and his master is described as fear. The relationship between a father and son is described as honor, for that is their nature. The term fear is used in regard to both the teacher and the fear of heaven. You must fear them, because fear of one's teacher is the foundation of fear of heaven. If you fear the teacher who instructs you in fear of heaven, you will fear God. This teacher loves Torah and Torah scholars and fears the word of God and instructs you in fear of heaven and how to follow the right path. That's why it uses the word fear by a teacher. But honor is used in relation to students, friends, because you have no obligation to fear them. From here you learn you should hold your student's honor as dear as the fear of heaven, which is obligatory. You may not ignore the one just as you may not ignore the other. Follows that all four things mentioned in the Mishnah are on the same level. The honor should be in keeping with what is appropriate for its recipient. The fear should be keeping with what's appropriate for its object. And then be careful and study. Therefore, you must be careful to review your studies until you cannot forget a word and have achieved full comprehension of the matter. Man's stature is too limited to grasp the wisdom of Torah, and forgetfulness is a common feeling and a common failing. You should also not rely on your initial thinking, as explained in the beginning of the book, in Avos 1:1. It's considered intentional. An area relating to Torah mitzvahs where error is common, sin caused by lack of attention, is not accidental, not considered accidental. It's deemed a willful sin, because you should have considered the fact that mistakes are common and taken care not to err, and instead you were careless. There are four categories of sinners: one who sins through negligence, one who sins is close to intentional, one whose sin is unintentional, one whose sin is very nearly due to circumstances beyond his control. Three crowns: Torah, priesthood, and kingship. The crown of the priest was given to the house of Aaron. As it says, it shall be for him and his children after my covenant of eternal priesthood. That comes from Bamidbar. Kingship given to David, as seen in the verse, his seed will endure forever and his throne will be like the sun before me. Torah is available to everyone in the world. Anyone who wishes to acquire it may step forward and take it. This crown is greater than the other two. As the sage said, there are three crowns: the crown of table, the crown of the inner altar, and the crown of the lid of the ark, which rests the Torah, which is engraved on the tablets. The lid of the ark and its crown are placed inside the partition that divides the Holy of Holies from the Holy, while the other two are placed outside it. We see then that the Torah is more important than both the table, which corresponds to the table of kings, and the altar where the incense was offered every day, which represents the crown of the priesthood. There's an additional proof. Kingship and priesthood were allotted to specific families. There is a royal house, as we see in the verse, House of David. Thus says God, administer justice diligently. There is a priestly house, as we see from the words addressed to Aaron, the house of Levi. But the fear of God, which is the crown of Torah, has no specific house. As it says, those who fear God, bless God. In every place where my name is mentioned, I will come to you and bless you. The Torah is available to everyone. And that pasuk was from Shemos. The crown of a good name surpasses them all. This means that all three crowns need the crown of a good name, which is dependent on the crown of Torah. How else can one acquire a good name if not by engaging in Torah and mitzvahs? Concerning this, it says, a good name is better than good oil. Tov shem, shem tov yoter me shemen tov, something like that. And that comes from Koheles, a very famous phrase. If you store balsam oil, the finest of good oils, in your home, then your own family and anyone else nearby will enjoy its beautiful, powerful fragrance. Those who are further away will not smell, because the scent doesn't carry far. Even if the bearer of a good name stands off in a corner, his reputation will spread from one end of the earth to the other. Good oil has its limitations, but a good name reaches everywhere. Day of death is better than the day of birth. That also comes from Koheles. This means that just as a good name is more valuable than fine oil, so too is the day of death better than the day of birth if one passes away with a good name. People are happy over a birth sad over a death only because they lack understanding. We may compare this to a town where one boat comes into dock and another puts out to sea. People at the dock play music and celebrate the departure of the boat, but do nothing for the incoming boat. These people are fools. They should have feared for the welfare of the departing boat because of the dangers at sea. Instead of celebrating for that boat, their joy should have been for the incoming boat because it has survived the dangers of the voyage. Same is true at the birth of a child. Those around him should fear for him, not knowing whether or not he will follow the proper path in life. When he leaves this world with a good name, after 120, God willing, his friends and relatives should rejoice for him, for he has completed his journey safely. Instead, they do the opposite and make his will like your will. We have already explained this in chapter 2 with heaven's help, Rabbi Yonah points out, but talking about making your will like the will of Hashem, then Hashem will make sure everything goes in your way as well. When you make sure to have a life lived of Torah, lived of Chesed, lived of Mitzvos, when you make sure to take care of those around you, when you make sure to have that good name, to acquire that good name, you make sure to be involved in good things in your life, make sure to honor those around you, only good things, God willing, will come in all of your days. Join us next time as we talk how it's better to exile to a place of Torah and make sure not to realize that it comes after you, but you have to work at it here on the PAL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.